Okay, let's get back into our discussion of that we started last week. Last week we spoke more of background. Inyani Shovavim, again, Shuvu Banim Shovavim, as we discussed, and what this period is about and where it came from, and it's already quoted, again, a little bit in the Magen Avraham, and again, 500 years ago, sources in the Arizal, in terms of the type of chet. So last week we spoke about Kedusha itself. How does one define Kedusha? How does Judaism look at Kedusha, the physical relationship between a man and a woman? It's really inherently something beautiful. Remember the Nesivus's mashal of the tower and the painting and the vandal who messed up the painting, and therefore the whole everybody just thought the tower was disgusting. But really, there's something very special about this this area of life, and it's our job to sanctify every area of life, including this area. And then we spoke about, the second half of the discussion last week was about thoughts. The importance and significance of what we think about. Both positive and negative, meaning the need to have to be thinking about davening during davening, to thinking about, you know, just in general, being, you know, focusing on what you're doing when we're doing it. What's called in the jargon now, being present. We could be present, but we're not present. You know, most of the time, you know, I'm talking to my child, but, I'm texting and WhatsApp, so I'm not there. So you have to be focusing on there, like when you're davening, to focus on davening, and, but also as well, you know, making sure that the inappropriate thoughts are not allowed in, and that's what we spoke about, the Nefesh HaChaim, the importance of keeping our Kodesh Kadashim pure, because our mind is our Kodesh Kadashim, that's what makes us unique, different than all other beings, different than angels, different than animals. The focus on that, Hirhuri Aveira, Kashin Me Aveira, we spoke about, and we ended up with the story, remember, from the Baal Shem Tov, that it is in our power to protect our thoughts. So tonight, we're just going to talk about a number of strategies. Number of strategies to help keep our life kadosh, to help keep our thoughts kadosh, keep our all parts of our existence. Again, and hopefully we'll do all of these. Hopefully we do all of these. But each one of them helps a little bit. Each one of them pushes, and hopefully in that way we'll be able to be bekadesh our lives as we get into the show in of Shovavim, you know, as we're in the Vav. Okay. I just heard on the car on the way here. Va'era is Ani Rishon Va'ani Achron. That's the abbreviation. Yerushalayim Kodesh Baruch Hu is always ready for our tshuva. Okay, 5 points. 5 strategies for protection. You have them in the bold print. We're up to source 21. So right before source 21, you see Torah. Torah. What is Torah? Says the Avos Rebbe Nasan. Avos Rebbe Nasan is an expansion. If you ever looked at it, it's an expansion of Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos has 6 prakim, 5/6. Right, the last one is Brisa. And Avos Rebbe Nasan has, I think 42 prakim. For every 3 words in Pirkei Avos, there's about 10 lines in Avos Rebbe Nasan. Right on Asu Siag LaTorah, there's 5 halachos, all about examples of people who make siagim in Tanakh, starting with Chava. But Avos Rebbe Nasan is an expansion. So there, Rabbi Chanin Iskan HaKonim Omer, Kolanosein Divrei Torah Alibo, Mivatzlin Mimenu Hirhurin Harbe. If somebody puts Torah on their hearts, then that will prevent hirhurim. Hirhur means thoughts, but generally it's used in a negative sense. When the Gemara wants to say something good, it says machshava. You know, hirhur generally has the negative connotation. Not always, but hirhurin. Like what a hirhurin? I mean, here it uses, we'll see. Hirhurei rav, hirhurei shtus, hirhurei znus, hirhurei yetzahara, hirhurei ishara, all these things, hirhurei dvarim betalim. If I put Torah on my heart, then all of these will go away. She can cause a besefer to Tehillim, as David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Pukutei Hashem Yishar Misam Chilev. If I think about the Pukutim, the mitzvahs of Hashem, Misam Chilev, it'll gladden my heart. Mitzvahs of Bar Me'iras Enayim, it'll light up my eyes. V'chulu. V'chol She'en Erosin Divrei Torah Libo. If I don't put Torah on my heart, then not. The Rambam tells us as well. I gave you the Rambam. Yes, yeah, skip to source 23 for a second. Our mind is like a vacuum. If it's not filled with one thing, it's filled with something else. Filling our mind with Torah, being focused, not as an escape, which it is. You know, sometimes we don't want to deal with something, so we just like try to think about something else. Sometimes we have to do something and we procrastinate enough so it doesn't feel so bad that we're not doing it because we're not thinking about doing it. And, you know, sometimes if you ever had to write a paper, and when you have to sit down and write it, it's like a pain and you're thinking about how I have to do it. But if you like doing something else, it doesn't bother you so much because, you know, you're filled with something else. So our mind is a vacuum. If our mind is not filled with something positive, so then it's going to be filled with something else. And that's the last Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, quoting this idea of the Avos Rebbe Nasan. It's our job to fill our minds. To fill our minds, the Rambam says, again, it's important that this is the last halacha. Right, we should be away from levity, too much levity. Shehein gormin gedolim vehem ma'alo shel arayas. V'lo yeshe b'lo isha sheminak zeh gormin l'tar yaseira. Gedola mikol zos, amru. Yifne atzmo u'machshavaso l'divrei Torah. What's he talking about in Hilchos Yisurei Bia to learn Torah? This isn't Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Rambam is giving us a strategy. How to conquer all the problems that he's focused on in Hilchos Yisurei Bia. V'yarchiv daito b'chachma. And here's his line. She'ein machsheves arayis misgaberes ela b'leiv panim menachachma. Right? The world of arayos and inappropriate thoughts only could fill a mind where, you know, it's not filled with something else. If our mind is already full, then there's no room for anything else. And that's what the obvious number Rabbi Nasser is telling us. Remember the Gemara in Kiddushin, I didn't give it to you? If something comes to mind, Mashcheil Beis HaMedrash, the Yitzhara tries to get you. Mashcheil Beis HaMedrash. Because that's the greatest protection that we have. If we're learning, if we're focused on Dvarim Shebe Kiddusha. Right? When my mind is wandering, you know, what do we get, you know, any time. The best thing is to be busy. Right? If somebody's not busy, then it could just lead to problems. The best things for teen boys is to be busy. You know, when a 10th grader, 11th grader, or anybody, but I'm just, that's in an extreme way, 12th grader, when there's free time, that leads to trouble. If we're full, so then there's less time. So in life, if our minds are full of Torah and full of positive content, so then that could be a protection. And it's not just when we're in the Beis Medrash. Then it's, so to speak, not simple, but easier to be focused on Torah, because that's what everybody's doing, and that's what I'm supposed to be doing. And in the Beis Medrash, okay, I'm learning Torah. But the key is to be focused on Kedusha, and maybe even learning outside the Beis Medrash. Right? Not every second when we're supposed to be doing other things, but outside the Beis Medrash, every free moment that we have. Right, to have Torah in our minds. The Ruach Chaim, Reb Chaim Yivalazhin says, maybe that's the pshat, that's his commentary in Pirkei Avos, the Ruach Chaim, that's the pshat in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Yafit Torah im Derech Eretz. What does that mean? So the pashas is, you know, Derech Eretz, you know, Midos and Torah. So, but Derech Eretz could also mean Parnasa. And says the Ruach Chaim, Vizel Yafit Torah im Derech Eretz, Vatzol Amar, Shigam B'shas Derech Eretz. A person thinks, okay, I'm going to work. Okay, I don't have to learn now for the next 10 hours. How about on the way to work? How about during the lunch break? How about during, you know, I'm going away, I'm going to, what do you do on the bus? There's so many other times. Again, not just because I'm learning every free second. This isn't a shiur about Talmud Torah. This is a shiur about protecting my neshama. And if I'm filling my neshama with good things that I'm not looking other places, we'll get to that soon, I'm not thinking about other things, and I'm just having Dvarim Shebe Kedusha in my mind, and that's what fills my mind, and therefore there's no room for anything else. Shigam b'shas derech eretz yechoshi b'torah shigiyah shneim, atzal omar aguf pona l'karmo l'asko v'amoch l'machshavasa. Uba v'nasenu harabim, says Reb Chaim Yivalazhin, rachmana litzlan, in our great sins, b'torah b'tfilah shibimakam karban, enu machashvin machshavah zaras me'isker panasa, anu machshavin, machashvin. So many people are thinking about work during davening. Do they ever think about davening during work? Halavai, it should be like you're doing a business deal. I can't get this tostos out of my mind. Ugh, can't. I can't. I'm trying to. He says, halavai. We spent so much time in shul thinking about outside of shul. Maybe a little bit outside of shul. We should think about stuff that we should be thinking about in shul. Shekinegetzeh, we should right try to compensate. Gam b'shas ezek parnasa tia machshava tru de b'devrei Torah. Should try. And that is, I said this when I taught in YU, the Chachmas Adam, Hakdama to the Chachmas Adam should be required reading for anybody before they go out to work. Especially, you know, business. because that's what he's talking about, doing business in the marketplace. But it's an unbelievable hakdama. Right? Avram Danzig, the Chai Adam, right? Avram Danzig, that's the Aleph Dalet. Mechutin of the Gra, in the Talmud of the Gra, the Chai Adam, Chachmas Adam, on Yerodea. So says the Chachmas Adam, in the Hakdamat Sefer, so he was a businessman, so to speak. He was also Mechutin of the Gra. How much business? Okay. But he was a Chai Adam. But he writes there, Yadati, I gave you just a piece of the introduction. Yadadi ki islachshu alai. I know people are whispering about me as I publish this sefer. The yomru hagam shol b'neviim, to quote the navi. Who is this guy to write? Who is this person to write a sefer? He's not a Rosh Yeshiva. He's not. Halozeo ish yadanu bo shumi sochar eyaretz Frankfurt v'Leipzig. Yosef mitesvav shanim. Right, he's been in the marketplaces. V'taraso emas nasis. V'atara heidelo meiver layami. What in the Gemara in Erevin? Right, and it's not the Torah is not found in the merchants. Dalachai Yishachi, he says, Nisiasi Lamer Chagim Loyal Kabitz Osha Khalila. I didn't go to become rich. And he quotes that there was a dream that his great 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 grandfather had, and the dream was, you're never gonna be rich. And your children and grandchildren, you're never gonna be rich, you're always gonna have to go and work hard. So he says, okay, that's what we do, that's what our family's lot is. We have to work. We weren't meant to be you know in Torah all the time. But he continues, and we're going to skip a little bit. We'll go to line 16 now. Kedani kore alai amar eni yam amar eni madi sha'af shebilti suffik shebeis nesiasi nishkach mimeni harbe. Yes, I agree. Probably in my travels to the marketplaces, I probably forgot a lot of my Torah. Aval zehaya begeder. Rock together, Ashiv Eini Madi. Avalachar Yishiv Das Baruch Hashem Huchser Li Avedasi. The Aveda, the Torah that I might have forgotten during that time, Hashem, give it back to me. The Yaidu Alai Asochrim, and the other merchants that I was doing business with will be made on me. Shafilu Beis Nisiasi Baleipzig Lo Manati Likachi Mi Gemara Umikro Mishna. I always had a sefer. V'yafilu b'shas yirid, kemach lamati b'kol yom dafachetzi gemara, chutz mishnayis, v'chaye roshi, she'en ani kosif zoslis, goslis bar. I'm not writing this to boast. I'm not writing this to say, look at me, I learned. I'm writing this so my children and my grandchildren realize that that's what a chiyuv of a Jew is. Even in business, right? Yafid Torah in derech eretz. Kimani umachayai. What? V'im Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai Amar lamat Torah harbe al tachzik Torah tova la'atzmacha. Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai, remember the Gemara in Sukkah? He knew everything. He knew sichas moshle, the mishalim of the kovsim and the trees. And he knew everything. And he says, don't think you learned so much. Ki lakach no sarta. So who am I? Says the Chai Adam. So he says, but this is what I have to do. But that's number one. To be learning and focusing on what we could do. The Vilna Gaon is quoted. There are a number of sources that we have of the Gra stories. The Gra didn't write, you know, stories. But a number of sources, we have two or three main sources of the Vilna Gaon stories. We have one of them is the Pasa Shulchan, one of his Talmidim, Rabbi Saul Mishklov, who wrote the Pasa Shulchan. What's the Pasa Shulchan? It's all about the mitzvah Satulias Baretz. Right? We have the Shulchan Aruch. And then we have the Mapa, the Ramos, the Mapa, the tablecloth. But he didn't write all about the Mitzvah Solis Baretz in depth. So he wrote the Pas, the Pay, the corner, the Pas HaShulchan, right, of the Shulchan Aruch. So that's all about the Mitzvah Solis Baretz. So in the Hakdama to the Pas HaShulchan, that's where we have a lot of stories about the Gra. Some great stories about the Gra. That's where he put his feet in ice water. He says, I was mayed on it that night, so he wouldn't fall asleep. And remember the man who came to the Gra to get a Bechina on Masechta Sukkah. You don't go to the Gra to ask for a Bechina Masechta Sukkah. But he was sitting in the Sukkah. I remember my Rebbe was sitting there and somebody came and said, Rebbe, I just finished Masechta Sukkah, and he was kind of feeling good about himself. And the Gra asked him, how many Sukkahs Ksherim are there in Masechta Sukkah? And how many Sukkahs Psulim are there in Masechta Sukkah? And how many times did it say the word Sukkah with a Vav, and how many times did it say the Sukkah without a Vav? And they're parallel. The Sukkahs Ksherim is one. So these are the stories. But there, in the Hakdama, he also writes that the Gra used to tell people, learn one Masechta by heart. Learn one Masechta by heart. So whenever you're without a sefer and you're just traveling or you're walking or you're just be chazering. Just be chazering. It's okay, maybe not. Maybe, halavai, we should learn a Masechta by heart. Maybe one daf of Shach Levitarya by heart. That maybe we could do. Right? Pick your favorite daf. Pick your favorite daf. And when you're lying in bed and can't fall asleep, right? Best way to start falling asleep is start learning. Right, best way to start falling asleep. Think about, I don't know, pretend you're in shir. Put yourself in that space. But says the Gra, because that's, our mind will always be involved. That's number one. Number one is Torah, the first protection that we have to living a life of Kedusha and not allowing the infiltrators to infiltrate our minds is Torah. Number two, tefillah. Everything in life that we want to accomplish requires prayer accompaniment. Right, so flip the two sources, go to 28 first. The Gemara Maseches Nida, second to last daf in Shas. Right, we have to wait till the second to last daf in Shas to get basically the yesod of life. If you ever want anything in life, the Gemara here gives you the secret. The Gemara here gives you the secret of the anything you want in life. Mayasa de biyachkam. What should a person do to become wise? Amar lo en har bebi yeshiva, yar bebi yeshiva. You have to sit. You have to sit and study. V'yimai b'schara. Don't go out too much. Amr harbi also came v'loho Elohim. A lot of people tried that. They sat and they didn't become wise. Eli yivakshu rachmim v'mishay chachma shalom. You have to daven for chachma. Don't just say daven. Shenemar ki Hashem yitin chachma. Yipivdas v'tfuna. Right? My kamash. We'll unskip a line. Dehabalo halo sagya. What's the message? Life's a balance and a partnership between hishtadlus and tefillah. Any area of life. The Gemara says this, three things. Number one, about wisdom, Torah. Number two, mayasa adam yisasher. How could a person become rich? Amar lehem yarbe v'schori. You got to go out to business. You can't just sit home and hope for the lottery. No, you got to go out to work. Amrulo, many people, harbar also gimlo oilu, eli yivakish rachamim, mimisha osher shalom. My kamash malan, habalo halo sagya. That's the key of life. Hishtablus and tefillah. A recognition. And finally, how are you zocha to a proper children? You got to get a proper wife. Everything in life is recognizing the balance of I'm doing, but really, you know, it's all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We feel like we're in charge, but we're really not in charge. Really not in charge. Just been reading, I'm starting to give, my Navi Shir at home, giving starting Megillah, the five Megillahs, the Megillahs Esther. So Rabbi Lamb has an amazing, if you're almost getting ready in a few weeks for the Purim Svarim. So there are a couple of great Svarim in English. On Purim, I mean, there's a zillion, but here's one. Rabbi Foreman, some of you saw. Rabbi Lamb has a sefer on Megillas Esther. Also, it's amazing. So in there, he talks about the Achashverosh. Achashverosh is the main centerpiece of the story. He's the one that's in the center of every story. The center of every story. He's the one that, you know, says to allows to kill the Jews. He's the one that starts the party. He's the one. He's everything. And yet, he made no decision himself. He is the puppet. Should I kill Vashti? Okay, fine. Right, should I? What should I do? Okay, get a new queen. Oh, what should I? Haman, what should I? Everything! How should I honor this guy? Haman, what do you think? How should I honor the person? Asher HaMelech HaVitz Bikaro. He's the epitome of one who thinks he's in charge, but he's not in charge. But that's the message of Purim, that's the message of life. That we have to do our best, but leave it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in this area as well, we want to be mekadesh ourselves. We need help. We need help. It's a challenging area of life. But you know what? Daven. And there's tremendous power. There's tremendous power to tefillah. The Meshech Chachma writes in Parshas Vayechi, in Surah 27. The Brisker Rav says the same exact idea. They said it separately. Meshech Chachma was a little bit before the Brisker Rav. But the Meshech Chachma says, we know the Pasuk in Vayechi, Bechar Biu Vakashti, Yaakov says, and the unculus on those two words, b'charbi uvakashti, with my sword and with my bow, b'tzlusi uva'usi. Two different types of tefillas. Tzlusi uva'usi. Sloson uva'uson, we say in Kaddish. So he talks first, not our issue, about the difference between different types of tefillos, but tefillos compared to both a cherev, a sword, and a bow. Right? Some parts of tefillah, which she says is the extra tefillahs that we add in, is like a bow. What do you mean a bow? A bow doesn't have inherent power, a bow and arrow. It's only as powerful enough as the archer pulls back. If I pull back really hard and really deep, then the arrow goes farther. That's one type of tefillah. The extra tefillahs, the Meshech Chachma says, that you add in. But then there's another type of tefillah that's called the cherev, the sword. A sword. You could have a four-year-old that takes a sword and goes to a very strong... Just touch the sword. A few weeks ago, somebody gave us a present, a couple of new knives. So one of my kids is like, wow, new knives. I'm like, yes, they're very sharp. They're like, really? They touch the edge of the knife. Forget it, bleeding. I told you! Well, I didn't know. Was that? Okay, don't believe me. Okay. You learn by whatever. But the mamish, you don't have to do anything. You just like touch. Tefillah is just, it's so powerful. It's so powerful. Just on the way here, I was listening to Rav Bitterman WhatsApp, one of them. So he quoted the Medrash from this week's Parsha, right, where the Pasuk says that Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go out to the Yor in the morning. So Rashi quotes, Rashi always chooses various Midrashim. Rashi quotes, why in the morning? Because Paro used to go out to the Yor in the morning, so he went to the bathroom, so he could pray he's a god the rest of the day. He didn't have to go to the bathroom. But there's another day of the Medrash. Go out in the morning. Why? Because maybe Paro is going to want to daven. Get him before he starts davening. Paro. Even a Paro. Not having a shir about the Koach HaTfila, but it's like a cheref. It's so powerful. We just have to recognize the power that we have. And we have to pour out our hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us in this area of life as well. Specifically, right, talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Help me in A, B, C, D. Number two. Number three. Third idea you have on the bottom. Maybe the most obvious, but maybe not the most, not the easiest. Shmiras Einayim. Shmiras Einayim, guarding what we see. So much of a life of Kedusha has to do with what we see. That's the gateway to our minds and our hearts. That's where Kedusha is found. The Gra says maybe it's even alluded to in a remez by Yehuda and Tamar. Interesting, in a context that doesn't seem to be so Kadosh, one might call it. But Vayishal and Sashim Mekom Aleimar, right? Yehuda comes back after he had been with Tamar and he wants to pay. Aye HaKadesha. Or his servant says, Aye HaKadesha, Hi Beinayim Aladarach. Where is that Kadesha, that Zona? They say, we don't know what you're talking about. So the Gra says, it's Merumas. Aya Kadesha. Remember in the Torah, there's no Nekudos. That's why the Radva says you could darshan it on so many different levels. So if you switch around the Nekudos, Aya HaKadusha, where do you find Kadusha? Be'inayim ala derech. What we're looking at when we're outside. Be'inayim ala derech. That's where Kadusha could be found. Because what we see stays with us and becomes part of us. L'tov and l'ra. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes Moshe Rabbeinu up on a mountain before he dies. Paragimel of Dvarim. Alei Rosh HaPiska. Go up to the mountain. V'sainecha, look! Yama, Tzafona, Temana, Mizracha. Look, north, west, east, south. Re'evenecha. Go see, because you're not going in. This pasuk, as well as other similar type sukkim, maybe bothered you as it bothered me. It seems like a tease, no? Moshe here, look. Yeah, you're not going. So don't show it to me. You have to show it to me first, like a tease. Now you see it? No. No. Kadosh Baruch Hu was not teasing Moshe. He's creating a bond that Moshe has with Eretz Yisrael, even though he can't go in, because seeing something creates a connection. Look at it, Kilosavar, you're not going in. You can't have that intense connection. At least you could have the connection of Re'iyah. At least you could have that connection, because what we see, we're connected to. What we see, we're connected. It makes an impression. It makes an impression, what we see, what we remember. Remember, it's like fixed in our mind. Sometimes you might have that If you ever like looking in a Gemara, and then sometimes you may have to make like these marmakomos to make a shir. So there are those that are pretty hardcore. They're like, they hate using this computer because you lose the Tzuras Hadaf. Where's the Tzuras Hadaf? You want it to look like a Gemara. You want it to look like a tour. Everything looks the same here. So that's true. It looks nice and neat. But what does that mean? Or somebody who has an old version of something and they're like, they can't use the old Rambams, the Frankel and the old this and the old that. You can't like change. Why? Because it's already been ingrained in me, the old version. That's what I connect to. Because what we see we're connected to, and it makes such a strong impression on us. And Rachmana Litzlan, in the world of the opposite of Kedusha, it's true as well. Right? That's in the Torah. The Ravid says in the Hakdama to Bali Nefesh. Bali Nefesh is the Ravid Sefer on Taras Mishpacha and Nida. Vaharosh l'chol hagdarim, says the Ravid, sheyishmar adam es einav mikoma she'ena shelo. We have to, we want to protect our minds. That means we have to protect what we looked at. Vaaf yimat riyasa mimashu shelo. Right, and even what's mutter to us. Right, it's easy as that. It's easier said than done, but we have to just make sure. We'll get to one or two strategies in a second within this. The Gemara Avodah Zarah says that the Malach HaMaves is all eyes. Very unusual. All eyes. Shekula Mole Anai, the Chassam Sofer says, because it's all the eyes of what we looked at. Rachmana Litzlan. Hopefully, we want him to have very few eyes. But this is crucial for our growth in Kedusha. And even though it's challenging, we just have to take the first step. We have to do what we can in this crucial area, which obviously is generally more, this point is more focused on men than women. But says the Masilas Yesharim, Inyan HaKedusha Kafulhu, Dahainu, Tchilaso Avoda Visofo Gmul. It starts off hard. Starts off work, but sofa gemul, Hashem's gonna meet you halfway. Tchilasu ish tadlus v'sofa matana. V'hainu she tchilasu masha adam makadish atzmo. A person has to be makadish himself and try and push. V'sofa masha makadishin also. And at the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gonna meet us. Because Hashem knows, v'amnam lefi sheyefshar, skipping down. La adam sheyasimu esatzmo matza vazeki chavidu mimenu. Sof chumru, basav adam, he's human. To reach levels of kedusha is so hard. It says in Masur Shisharim, just try. Just try. Take a few steps. Amarti shesof kedusha matana. Ki mashe yuchal adam lasos hu ishtadlus beredifas idea mitis. Right, when parents want to help their children, when a rebbe wants to help a student, when a teacher wants to help, they're only going to want to help if the student did some work themselves first. I'll help you, but you got to help yourself. Like the halacha. Remember the halacha of Tina and Prika? It's Mitzvah Prika. If you see your friend's animal struggling under a bundle, then you have to help them. But what happens if your friend's sitting on the bench? He's like, hey, you're a mitzvah. Go for it. Then there's no mitzvah. It's only emo. Only if he's doing it too, then you can help him. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to help us with our tefillas, but he has to see the first step. And nobody's perfect. And we realize that. One of the Rebbes said, you have it in Source 35, Sefer about Shovavim. Ein lecha musag kama schar mekabel adam al kol rega verega shel melchama im ha-yetzahara. Avo bisha besof nisgabro lov yitzro v'nichshal. That's an inspiring line. We have no idea how much schar we get just for the fight, even if we lose the fight in a certain circumstance. But we have to make sure that we do what we can. We do what we can. Again, it does not mean that we go outside blindfolded. It doesn't mean that you can't go outside. It doesn't mean that you don't live life. But I'll mention two points. In English, we have many words for re'iya. I'll mention four. See, look, gaze, stare. Each of those are a little different. Again, I'm going to be a kala la kavet. See, look, gaze stare. When you go outside, we're going to see some things. When we're driving, there might be a billboard, right? When we're going somewhere, you know, when you're outside, when you're taking a walk, you might see something. That might not be in our control. But the next steps are, do we let it go from a see to a look, to a gaze, to a stare? I don't know about gaze and stare, which one is three, which one is four. But either way, do we let it become a more serious issue of re'iyah? That is in our control. So we can be involved in the world, and we should be involved in the world. But we have to make sure that we do what is in our control, number one. And number two, obviously, this is simple and this is obvious, and we've known this. There are plenty of opportunities to choose what we see, to control what we see, whether it's a filter, whether it's, you know, one of my, there's other systems that, you know, different programs that, you know, people's phones are linked to each other. So, you know, whatever you're looking at, your friend is also looking at what you're looking at, all different besides regular filters. But there's plenty of ways to control and to make sure. We just have to be man enough to say this is a life of Kedusha. And as we spoke about last week, there's times for Kedusha and there's times to channel this. After one gets married, it's something beautiful and wonderful and positive and something that Judaism is very strongly supportive of. Strongly. To help build the physical relationship between a husband and a wife is amazing and beautiful and strong, and it should be cherished. And that's exactly why there's something called Taharas Mishpacha Nilchas Nida. The Gemara says in Masechta Nida to keep things exciting throughout life. Because that's what the Torah believes in. But not during that time, or even during that time, when it applies to people other than one's wife, you know, one has to make sure that they are in a place where they could choose properly. So we have Torah, we have Tefillah, we have Shmiras Einayim. Number four, Shviras Hataivos. What does that mean? Breaking desires. We usually associate this with Gedole Ola, maybe Chassidei Ashkenaz used to roll around in the snow and fast for weeks at a time. But it can relate to us halacha lemaisa as well. The question is, what's the center of my life? What's most important in my life? There's a very inspiring and a little scary Sefer HaChinuch, where the Sefer HaChinuch in the mitzvah of Avas Hashem talks about 36, Nitzavinu Lehovos HaMakom Baruch Hu. We're commanded to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'yavta Hashem Elokecha. What does that mean? Basically, to have Hashem as the center of my life. Dine HaMitzvah Sheroi Lo La'adam Shiyasim Kol Machshav Aso V'kol Makam Aso Achar Avat Hashem. Hashem is in the middle. It doesn't mean every second I'm like thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but He's in the middle. So even when I eat and when I learn and when I play ball and when I take a vacation and I go shopping, but I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why am I living? Because I'm an Eved Hashem. That's the center of my life. V'yarech b'libo tamid. And I always evaluate. Ki kol mashehu ba'olam me'osher u'banim v'kavad ha'kol ka'ayin ka'efes to'u neged avasal baruch hu. Our greatest feelings have to be towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chulu, I'm not going to read everything because it's getting late. V'noheges b'chol makom v'chol zman v'zachar merkeves. And look at this line, line 14. V'ha'over, how do you violate? How do you mevatel the assay of Avas Hashem? Like not wearing tefillin. How do you mevatel the assay? Va'over al zeh, v'koveya machshavosav b'inyonim ha'gashmiyim. If I'm koveya in my machshava, what does that mean? I set. It's very important to me. Something in this world. U'behevli ha'olam, shalom l'shem shamayim, rak l'sanik ban levat. And it's pure pleasure. Be it a food, be it a sports team, be it a woman, whatever it is. But it's pure focused on that. That's what's Yarek Valyavar. Right? What's Yarek Valyavar in my life? This game and this food, whatever it is, that's a bit to lasay because I was koveya something else other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu as one of the centers of my life. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be at the center. The Chovas HaLevavos even says, strong language, he says, Olam HaZen, Olam HaBa are like Eish and Mayim. What am I interested in life? Am I an Olam HaZeh person? Am I an Olam HaBa person? Olam HaZeh is a Pruzdar. If it's a Pruzdar, doesn't mean I shouldn't have fun in life. Fun, having fun could also be part of Avodas Hashem and with Hashem in the middle. downtime and fun. That's another shiur that we'll have, if we didn't have it last year, leisure in Judaism. But this is something that we have to recognize. What's the center of my life? And if I don't have something, gashmi, at the center of my life, so that's already being shover taivas. Taiva means desire for something physical. It doesn't mean that I'm not involved in this world. Like the Rambam says in Ilchos Deos, right? We don't have to take on extra chumras. There's enough that the Torah says is aser. According to Yerushalmi, lo dayachem asher aser Torah, that's where the machlokas Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam says being a Nazir is a bad thing. Being a Nazir is a sinner. That's why he brings a carbon chatos when he finishes being a Nazir. Because the Torah already has 365 we don't have to do. That includes Nazirs. But the Torah, 60. We don't have to add on anything more, says the Rambam. But we have to make sure, we have to figure out what's the focus. So Lamaisa, how do you bring this? Number one, it's an attitude. My life is not about pleasure. I can enjoy myself, and I should enjoy myself, and it's nice to have a nice dinner, right? And it's nice to have, good things and things that you enjoy, especially on Shabbos and on Yontif and Sudas Mitzvah. But we have to recognize that it's not about the pleasure. It's not about the pleasure. We'll skip the Malbim for now, to look at it, but Revolbi quotes from Rav Yerucham, his Rebbe Rav Yerucham. Rav Yerucham felt at some point, he quotes, that he wasn't in control of his life. He felt like the taivas were getting too much of him, which is interesting. Revolbi points out that he realized that the taiva was not him. He was a spiritual being inherently, and the taiva was overcoming him. See, he said this is what he did. 5 times a day, he said no to something. He said no. He was about to take the ice cream? No. He was about to get a drink? Something that he wanted to do that had to do with Gashmias, he said no. That was what he was makabel. Because that shows that I'm in control. I'm not being nimshach by pulls, any type of pulls, be they food, be they women, be they anything. I want to go somewhere on my phone, but whatever it is. He said no 5 times. Okay, so maybe we're not on that level. How about once a day? Twice a week? Monday, Thursday? Whatever it is, try it once. Try it once. And see how it makes you feel. I try once. I'm about to... Doesn't mean that you have to, be thirsty the whole morning, Seder. Right? Doesn't mean that. But water is... I'm chasing something else. Maybe you're about to take a snack. Push it off 15 minutes. Not because it's not good to take the snack. But it'll just teach me that I'm in control of what I want to do. Shviras HaTaivas. And we could do it. It's in our control. And he talks about that here in source number 40, because we know it's in our control, right? The Gemara Nida. The Gemara Nida, 41, right before a baby is born. I'm sorry, right before fertilization takes place, I guess. The Malach, that's Mamun al Hirayon, takes the drop in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Hashem, please decide. Everything in life is decided. Rich, poor, wise, fool, everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides everything, except for Chacham in Russia, except for Tzaddik in Russia, because that's up to us. That's Bechira Chafshus. So that also could help us focus our life on Kedusha, when we realize that we're in control of my life and no other pull is pulling us in a certain direction. And finally, the fifth idea, the fifth strategy, is Avoda B'Simcha. Avoda B'Simcha. The Chassam Sofer quotes this from one of his Rebbeim, the Hafla, or Rav Nathan Adler and the Hafla, with the two Rebbeim of the Chassam Sofer, the Hafla on Ksubis, wrote the Makna on Kedushin. So the Hafla says, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hazarim bedima barina yiksoru. So as a remez, Hazarim, right, sins that have to do with Kedusha, Zera, as he calls them. There are two aspects. Dima, we have to cry about it, then do tshuva, and barina yiksoru. And we have to be besimcha about it. Because when we serve Hashem besimcha, and we feel good about ourselves, and we feel connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're happy, that itself is a protection from falling. Rabbi Abraham Twersky, he's written many, many books, many great books. But when he talks, he says, all my books have one idea. All my books have the same idea, just it's written in different ways and packaged in different ways, and that is self-esteem. And one of the greatest problems of our generation is that teenagers, adults, anybody, we don't feel good about ourselves. We don't feel like we're worth anything. We don't feel like we're accomplishing anything. And we have to recognize, Bishvili Nivraha Olam, Hashem loves us, and each person is great. And we have to serve Hashem with simcha, because He wants us to serve Hashem with simcha, and that impacts everything. Right? The Egle Tal, the famous Egle Tal, that says it about Talmud Torah in Source 43. When you learn with simcha, some people, he said, came to me and said, you know, Rebbe, isn't the greatest level of learning when you come and say, I really hate learning, but I'm doing this because Hashem wants me to learn. I don't get any enjoyment out of this. I'm doing it because Hashem wants me to learn. Isn't that the greatest level of learning? The Egle Tal says, that's foolish. Toas meforsam, says the Egle Tal. The greatest level of learning is when we love it. When we love it, we enjoy it. And then he says, and then it goes into our bloodstream. When we're happy about doing something, you could say that about all mitzvahs. When we shake a lulav with simcha, it goes into our bloodstream. When we sing a zemer on Shabbos and we're besimcha, it becomes part of us. And that itself is a protection, and we won't fall, because we have no idea the schar of every mitzvah. The Dubna Magid gives a mashal, you might have heard it before, on the Pasuk in Yeshayo. Pasuk in Yeshayo 44. Below Osi Karasa Yaakov, Ki Agata Bi Yisrael. You didn't call me Yaakov, Hashem says, because you were wary with me. What does that mean? He gives a mashal. Imagine, you know, there was somebody who came on a boat, and he went off the boat, and he told his servant, you know, just bring my suitcase. I'm going to wait inside. So he goes inside, whatever, to the house, and then he sees his servant bringing a suitcase. He sees the servant schlepping the suitcase. He goes out to him. It's not my suitcase. It's not mine. Servant keeps schlepping. He says, it's not my suitcase. Finally gets closer. He says, well, how do you know it's not your suitcase? All the suitcases look the same. How do you know it's not your suitcase? Because you're schlepping it and it's so heavy. My suitcase is light. My suitcase is simple. It's light. You just run with it. I see you're schlepping, you're sweating, you're schwitzing. That's not my suitcase. If Avodas Hashem is a burden, is a schlep, is a krechts, that's not our suitcase. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Lo kara osi, you're not calling me, Yaakov, ki yagatavi. You're sweating. It's challenging, but it's not a sigh. It's not a pain. So if we focus on simcha, and it's not simple, ivdu at Hashem b'simcha, it's an avoda. But we have to recognize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Right, one of my favorite tefillos, right? We say on Yom Kippur over and over and over again. Right before, I think it's right before the Afetz. Ki anu amecha v'yata malkeinu, anu this anu right nata notreinu. We describe our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in 20 different ways. And each one is like, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the relationship. He's our shepherd, and he's our taking care of the vine, and he's our king, and he's our father. So we have to recognize that privilege that we have to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the simcha that we have, waking up every morning, and to be mechazik each other in that. And that itself could be a shmira as well, because we'll realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want this, and we feel good about ourselves, so everything builds on each other, all five of these strategies. So you hear about someone that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the strength, the siyata d'shmaya, we could all do it. We just want the first step. We could be makadish ourselves, we could sanctify ourselves, and the more we sanctify ourselves, the more we'll feel good about ourselves. And we always look ahead. Again, there's a lot of kinafalti kamti, sometimes generations go down before they go up. It's a generation that has a lot of tum in it, a lot of the opposite of kedusha, but it also has a lot of kedusha. More people learning Torah today than probably in the history of the world. A person could give a shiur today. How many people were in Volozhin at the heyday of Volozhin? A couple hundred. A person could give a shiur today. Thousands of people listen to Torah wherever you are. So it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. But we have to try to make sure that we use all the technology and all the powers that we have for kedusha, for tara, and for Hashem. Come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during these weeks of Shuvu Banim, Shovavim. Okay, we'll stop.